Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today is very special because I have a guest. I don't do a whole lot of guest episodes, but with the series that we've been tackling on email marketing, I wanted to bring in an expert in that field. And so today I have with me Holly Williams. I'm so glad you're here, Holly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, Holly and I have been working together as I've been her VA, and she is actually going to be helping me with some of my email marketing. So I wanted to have her tell about what she calls her story flow method. So before I do that, though, let me just give you a brief introduction about Holly. She is an email strategist and conversion copywriter for purpose-driven entrepreneurs and online businesses. She specializes in creating brand connections through email marketing and believes that customer conversations lead to higher conversions, which is what we want. And Holly also loves to help simplify email marketing for business owners using the story flow method. She teaches individuals how to take any story from your everyday life and turn it into a high-converting sales email. Holly lives in Southern Alberta with her three children. An award-winning novelist and former television producer, Holly brings a unique perspective of storytelling to brand selling. That kind of rhymes.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I did not know that little last part about you, about the former television producer. So that's fun fact for me.
Yeah, I used to work in Christian television as a television producer, as an editor. I did a lot of different jobs there. But this audience is very close and near and dear to my heart because authors, speakers, and coaches, they're people I love to work with. And being an author myself, that's how I actually became a conversion copywriter. Yeah. I wrote a novel. It was award-winning, and it came with a whole publishing contract and everything. And I needed to figure out how to market this wonderful book that was being published for me. So I took a marketing course, and then I just found myself in a lot of conversations with people online, helping them, you know, tweak their website page or give the right words for their email and stuff. So that's how I kind of came into it. And I just love it. It's one of my favorite things to do is to just help people really find their, take this message or this idea that they've crafted so well and find a way to really communicate it effectively through email and through bite-sized selling.
Right. And it is different. You know, I'm an author as well. That's kind of how I ended up working with authors. I wanted to really learn as much as I could, and it began, you know, that began as I was, I actually did ghostwriting in the very beginning in 2007. And I did that for about 3 years. And then I started kind of delving into other areas as I learned about those things for myself. And so one thing I know for certain is that copywriting is so much different than writing a book.
If you want to get really, it is, because if you want to be really good at copywriting, you need to be really good at data and research. And that's really where it comes in. Your creativity is kind of like the whipped cream on top of the sundae. But when you're copywriting, it is a lot of data and research and sciencing and formulating of words and bringing that together really, really well in a way that will connect with the with your audience. And so that's like when we're working on really high level conversion things. So what I was starting to find and how I've developed my story flow method was that, you know, I would get into a room with people and start talking about some copywriting concepts and you'd see their eyes glaze over and they'd be like, they'd be very excited about this. Like, oh, I could totally see how this would help my page have higher converting or my website have, you know, larger conversion numbers, but they knew they didn't have the time or the capacity for that. So I knew I had to start thinking of a way to communicate the values of how to do a sales message pretty quickly, pretty easily, in a way that felt really natural and easy to people, because most people don't like selling. Most people, you know, there's so much marketing messaging even now of like, you don't have to do icky sales, you know, don't be the sleazy salesman. Everybody, you know, there's a lot of like, ugh, feeling towards that. So if I can show you a way to be very authentic with your selling, then it'll flow naturally. Then you'll get excited about it. And that excitement will be transmitted to the customers and the leads on the other end. And they'll feel really excited to engage with your product.
Absolutely. That would be great. Well, I know a little bit about your story flow method, but mm-hmm. I'm excited for you to kind of share just, I guess it would be the short version of it on the podcast yeah. today, because you do offer a class on it and mm-hmm. that. Yeah. So tell me what kind of, you know, the bite-sized piece message of what is a story flow method?
Yeah. So first I want to go back before we start in the story flow method. I want to just break down a concept that's really important to understand, which is micro conversions. So the reason we're selling through our emails, the reason we are consistently sending a message week after week, maybe multiple times a week, is for the micro conversion. So there's five stages of awareness that you want to take people through. Typically it's unaware, then problem aware, solution aware, product aware, and then most aware, which becomes buyer ready. And so to actually go through those five stages, there's actually quite a few steps, because you can take somebody through that completely on a sales page. You could do it in one email. But the bigger your offer is, the bigger your coaching number is, the bigger investment of money, you're going to have to do a lot more micro conversions to get them to finally commit to buying with you. So part of understanding that is just helps take away all this pressure that you have to make one email do this incredible high-performing trapeze act, you know, where it's like, okay, we're going to swing from this and then catch this other idea. And, you know, first, just give yourself permission to master the micro conversion. And once you start to do that, then you start to build this muscle up that will very easily learn how to do, take people through those five stages of awareness in just one email. So to go through my story flow method, it's just as the word says, first we start with a story and then we go through the flow acronym. So F is for feeling. What we want to do is we want to identify the emotion that we want our reader or our lead or our customer to feel at the end of the email. So that could be inspired to take action. That could be determined to like move their life forward. We just want to identify what's the emotion we want them to have. Then the L is for learn. What do we want them to learn in this email? And typically that's going to be your offer. What do you have available to them? O is their option or their decision point. So a lot of people feel really icky about sales, as I've mentioned. But the truth is that I think most people are afraid of being manipulative because they don't want to manipulate people. So the difference here is that manipulation is not persuasion. Persuasion is actually the ability to bring somebody to a decision point. And that's really the kindest thing you can do for your readers, for your audience, for your future customers. Get them off the fence. Let their yes be yes and their no be no. Like bring that to them, so that they can either decide, yes, I'm going forward or no, I'm not. And so that's the job of persuasion. And then W in the story flow method is to wow them. So there's lots of ways we can do that. We can add in like, you know, colorful emojis. We can put in, you know, you can create a nice looking email formatting. There's lots of little ways that we can add some wow to it. So again, that's kind of like the sprinkles on the top of the sundae that you might be creating with an email. So I'd love to give you an example of it. It's very easy. You literally can take any story in your life. And so let's take your business and let's talk about the offers that you have. So what's an offer that you currently have?
Okay, so my main offer right now is to help Christian authors, speakers, and coaches to start an email list because so many of them, they've authored a book and then they go, you know, to their publisher or they are self-publishing and they realize, how do I get this out there? And having an email list, which is something that you own versus, you know, your social media, is so important. And so they don't realize that there's so many moving parts to having an email list. You need a lead magnet. You need a email service provider.
Yeah.
To have, you know, a nurture sequence. And then all of those things have to work together. You need a landing page and a thank you page. And sure. So I've had a lot of people come to me recently, the last few calls that I've had that were, you know, free consults with individuals, that was exactly what they were looking for. And so I created a done-for-you solution to that to help them to have an email list and to get started with it. So I've just created that package. I've been working as an hourly VA for a really long time, and I'm trying to move into more packages that are exactly, you know, done-for-you solutions that authors, speakers, and coaches are looking for.
Oh, great. Okay, so these are some really solid packages that you have for people. And, you know, before we go into the story flow method for you, I just want to touch on something really powerful you said. It was about people are leaving it up to their social media. And there's a lot of people who hide behind that for a while. And I want to just tell three reasons why you don't want to do that. So the first reason is that exactly what you said, you don't own the list of names, right? That's not yours. So if Instagram disappeared, all of those people who see you disappear and you would have to go from scratch and rebuild getting in front of them. The second reason is you only get in front of 20 to 30% of the people who are actually following you.
Yeah.
With an email list, you actually will show up in their inbox. It might be the promotions tab, but they are seeing your name and they'll be seeing it consistently every single time you send out an email. So that has way more power than the social media algorithm. And then the third reason you want an email list is because on social media, you are not able to segment your audience and what you show your audience. And this is where you really make money in your email list is when you can segment people into, like, let's say, for example, you have this service, but then let's say you have a startup course on how to get your email up and going, or you have another product that's working with you as a VA or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to send the VA message to people who are just not interested in that. They would jump off your list because they'd be like, oh, this lady's talking about nothing I care about. But you actually have something they have. So when you send a targeted, segmented message to this group of people, that's where the power of email marketing really comes into play for you to be making money from your list. So the social media is a stepping stone and it should be the thing that funnels people directly onto your email list.
Yeah, points them in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's use a story flow method for you. So you told me about your offer. Now I'd love to hear any story, like any story at all in your life.
Any story at all. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, so let's start with this is, and I've talked about this a lot lately, but this is my new office. So
okay, nice.
It's
beautiful.
I have been a work from home or at home mom for 16 years this October, and I just got my own space. So when I started my business in 2007, I was working in my living room and I had a baby and a toddler at the time, like a newborn baby. And my oldest might have been preschool age, but he was very young. And then I found out I was expecting my third child when my daughter was only 8 months old. And so then I had a baby, a toddler, and a preschooler. And as this time went on, I've worked from the living room where I could be mm-hmm. with them actively. I've worked from a little closet that I called my closet office, my cloffice. And then when COVID hit in 2020 and my whole family was at home for months on end, I yeah. took it to my bedroom because I needed a door that would close.
Yes.
So I recently found a building that was completely already completed on the inside, meaning it had the electricity.
It's kind of like a she shed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a she shed. It it had electricity, it had drywall already, it was painted, floored, all that. And so I purchased it secondhand from a lady that had had it done, finished out and everything. And I still actually don't have electricity. I am using drop cords to have electricity. But the electric company was supposed to come today. It's 3:40. I still haven't seen them. So I don't know if they're actually going to show up. But
right.
I've still enjoyed the building for a week now, like it is.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so there's a lot of directions. This is a really incredible story. It's rich with a lot of details. And this is the whole point. The story flow method, it can be about folding your laundry. It can be about some really significant trip you took. It could be about this very item that's happening in your life right now.
Yeah.
So, okay. Warning, first of all, this is literally happening off the top of my head. Of course, if we were writing an email, this would be fleshed out a little bit more. But so what I can identify there is that there is really some excitement about the new space. And so that's the emotion we're going to go for ending to book a call with you. Okay. Yeah. So I would start the story, and our authors are going to love this. You're going to drop the story right in the middle of the action. So it would be, I would start with something like, I just can't believe this is real. I have to pinch myself. I'm standing in my brand new office after 17 years of working from my living room and bedroom and any space available in my house. I finally have my own space, a place to call my own. This is now allows me to have a greater impact on people, grow my business larger, work with more people. This is the exact same way I feel about email marketing, because maybe you're all over the place like I was. Maybe you're on Instagram, and then in brackets, like the bedroom desk, or you're on Facebook, like your cloffice, right?
Yep.
But once you finally have a space of your own, it actually allows you to grow your business, work with more people, have a greater impact. I love to help people set up their email marketing. Work with me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So then that is exact. So you can see how that email transitioned very powerfully from this story that, first of all, communicates a lot about who you are and where you are and the expertise that you have. You've been this person who's been in business this long time. You've grown your business to a place where you could actually buy something. So obviously, right. You know what you're doing. Right. And it tells people a little bit of the journey, and it gets them to this point of excitement with you. And then what you're able to do is take that and transition it into with just a question, or it can be a question, or in this case, it was a statement. I feel this exact same way about email marketing.
Yep.
And so now you're comparing the two stories, and then you're bringing this idea of, have you ever felt this way? Or maybe you have been sitting in the cloffice, in brackets, Instagram, and you've been all over the place. Isn't it time you came home? Isn't it time you had your own space? If you've been thinking about email marketing, you want to work with me. So we've gone through the complete flow process, right? We gave them some very powerful feelings. We gave them something to learn about. We brought them to a decision point, which is, maybe it's time that, or if you're ready to start, work with me. So you'll have a really strong call to action there. And then the wow can be like, you can have a picture of your office. You could have some emojis in there on those three points that are repeated, right? So in that email example I gave you, you were like, now that I have my own space, I know I can grow more, have greater impact, serve more people. So then when we got back down to the bottom of part of the email, when we were talking about your potential client, we gave them the exact same reasons that once they got their email list, they could, do more work, grow their impact, work with more people. So there's just like that kind of little bit of rhythm to it and stuff. So, I mean, I go into a lot more of how to make all the rhythms and stuff happen in my course, right. But you can see just in the just in this very simple method, if you have a story, you can communicate and you can sell and you can transition what you're trying to do. If you could just attach to the emotion that you want people to have.
I love that. I love that. Cause I always said that, you know, I can see myself doing that a lot. Like if someone's talking about something, I always think about something that that relates to in my life, you know, when I've had conversations with people. So I sometimes have to like make myself be quiet because I'm thinking I need to listen to them and not think about my own story, you know? So, but I really like stories for that reason and did that, you know, like when I was writing books as well, kind of told my story and then told them how they can accomplish X, Y, Z. So.
Well, and it makes a little easy mind shift for everybody, right? Because not everybody feels like they could say the statement boldly, I like to sell.
Right.
But most people can say pretty boldly, I have a story to tell you. Sit down. I gotta tell you this. Something happened to me. I gotta tell you this, right? So that can be a great mindset shift for people if they don't have to feel like they're great at selling, but they can feel totally confident that they can tell a really good story, and make it connect to the thing that you want most. And really, that's what we do as people who are in business. We actually really care about the people we want to serve. We want to solve their problem. And so telling a story that can show them how deeply we care, I think most people can get behind that idea.
Absolutely. I think so too. And I think it will help anyone, not just the Christian author speakers and coaches, but it will help anyone to see how email can be versus what, you know, at first when you're staring at the screen and you're thinking, how am I supposed to write this email? it gives you a place to start so that you're not just like.
Yeah. And you know, with ChatGPT now, there's so much you can do, right? It's machine learning. It's very predictive of language. So when you can learn how to prompt it properly, which is again, something I go over in my course, you really start to develop this voice. You help it to train it to talk like you.
Yeah.
And what's really great, like I just even did this again this morning, is I took one of the stories I had written and said, hey, I need this similar story told, but about this anecdote, you know, and it spit out something that was really actually quite decent. It wasn't perfect. I wouldn't hit publish on it. But what it does is it does that quick first draft. And So for a lot of people who are sitting there staring at the blank page or totally afraid of writing anything, you can go to ChatGPT, and as you've trained it to understand your voice, then all of a sudden you can have this first draft that you can easily go in and edit and make it say what you want it to say. And it just speeds up the time, and it also unlocks a lot of creativity. So a lot of people feel really afraid of machine learning because they're like, oh, it's just going to take over everything and it's going to ruin creativity. But it actually inspires creativity. Once you start using it, it really, you start to say, oh, well, what about this idea? And what about that idea? And especially as you start to ask it more questions, you can say, hey, here is like for this offer that you have where you'll work with people setting up their email marketing. You can say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Tell me what the objections to being part of this would be. And it'll give you 10 objections. So then, right there, you've got copy to write. You've got Instagram lives to talk about how people can get over those hurdles to work with you. So it's a really practical tool that will give you a lot of inspiration about what you can do, but it is, you do need to learn how to use it a little bit, but once you do it, it really is your assistant.
I agree. I've played with it some, and I'm learning more and more about it because like you said, the more that you train it to be to your voice, the better it will work for you.
Yeah. And so I'd love to give your audience just one practical prompt they can give it. Sure. So it's really important to give it a job and tell them what job it's doing. So I would say first, you are an expert copywriter. Your first job is to analyze this written piece of text and to identify the brand value or the voice, tones, speech, tone, cadence in there. And then you feed it something that you've written, something you're proud of, something that's in your business. It'll analyze it. It'll give it, hey, like this has a lot of empathy in it, or this is a really strong voice. This is a, you know, this is a timid voice. They'll tell you. So then you can like, oh, okay, I need to write stronger.
Know if you're doing the right thing or not. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then it'll give you like your cadence, which is really great to know, because then when you ask it to write, you can ask it to write in the same cadence and everything. So when you're prompting it, it will analyze what you're doing. And then you can say, all right, now that you know my brand voice, write a product description on this in my brand voice. And then it'll come up with something. And usually it writes too long, I find. So you have to say, okay, shrink it down, tighter sentences, rewrite it shorter, more succinct. And then you get really clear messaging as you go along.
Well, that is super neat, because I've tried to learn more about it. And I have noticed that the more you do, the more this, you know, you have to how to ask it to, like you said, shrink it down, because it does write a lot. I did notice that about it. Yeah. But I have used it for some things. I've watched a few lives and different things about people showing you how to use it and all of that. So that's
oh, yeah. That's incredible. I mean, people are going to build whole businesses off of it, right?
Absolutely.
So it's a great, great tool, especially to just have to, as I said, make you better, make you work better. Yeah,
exactly. Well, I know someone might be interested in how they can find you and possibly learn more about the Storyflow method. So could you tell us what the best way to get in contact with you would be?
Yeah. So they can find me at hollycwilliams.com. So that website is under construction right now. So there's a wonderful landing page that will just, if you sign up, it'll get you on my email list. Okay, and great. It will also get you a document that you can use to do the Storyflow method.
Good. That would be awesome.
And also I'm on Instagram quite a bit, and I give email tips every single day on little tweaks that you can do to create high converting emails.
And I've been watching those. Those are very good. I saw you do the Storyflow method like you did for me one day last week with someone else, and that was really neat. So
yeah.
I highly recommend checking that out if you're like me and like to watch stories. That's kind of my favorite thing to consume on social media. So, but I appreciate it so much, because I think this will be a good wrap up to my email marketing sequence and series that I have had on the podcast for the last few weeks.
And I can vouch, you are incredible to work with. So
thank you so much.